Mad Radio on a Tuesday. Ross Tucker will join us coming up at 7 o'clock. Tony Kemp is on In the Loop every... Hang on, let me get this in my mind straight here. Tony Kemp...
Straighten that crap out.
...is on Sports Radio 610, the Triple Threat, every Wednesday at 520. Talk about everything going on during the postseason, every Wednesday at 520. It's brought to you by Mack Hike Chevy. Find new roads at MackHikeChevy.com. Okay. So we had Alex Bregman posting and then deleting a video on Instagram, a story, if you will, where he was studying the tape on the back-to-back-to-back home runs hit by the Astros off Nathan Eovaldi from Alvin when he was with the Rays earlier this season. Then he took it down. Here was A.J. Hinch when he was asked about all this yesterday.
You know, I obviously there's fun banter. You know, you go back and you hear the New York and the Boston and the New York series. You get... the different tweets and the different Instagram posts, and it's all in good fun. And we have a sport full of great personalities. And there's a fine line. Yeah, is it disrespectful? No. If it crosses a line, if you have to question whether it crosses the line, it probably does. And so I don't look any further into that. We want guys to have their personalities, have their fun. Then you got to go out and back it up. If you are going to put yourself out there, you got to back it up a little bit. But this is all in fun banter and competition, and we're playing a baseball game against a really good team in front of millions and millions of people. Let your personality shine a little bit.
Tyler, on the right.
Troll away.
Troll away.
Troll away.
And there's the money shot. Troll away.
Yep.
That's A.J. Hinch knowing that, look, these youngsters, I don't quite get them or understand them, but it's a different generation. And I'm going to let these kids be kids, especially when it's your best baseball player. Obviously, like if... Miles Straw had come in and started talking smack to the Red Sox, that's a different story. But this is Alex Bregman. You got to let Alex be Alex. I'm A-okay with that. It makes me, honestly, my old school sentiments are a little bit of like, hey, Alex, is this really necessary?
Yes, it is necessary. It is necessary.
He
is who he is, and that we're backtracking and that we're saying that, oh man, you can't do something like this. He is going to be more prepared than anyone in this series.
Yeah.
Anyone. I count on that. And people that are acting like this is an issue at all are idiots. This does not affect the game in any way, shape, or form. It does not.
Yeah.
Nathan Eovaldi is going to be thinking about this with every pitch on the mound. Oh, I can't believe Alex Bregman showed the time that I actually gave up back-to-back-to-back home runs against the Astros. In fact, if I'm Eovaldi, I'm thinking, wow, I gave up back-to-back-to-back home runs against the Astros. This is potentially a really bad day for me if I throw the one wrong pitch. Yeah. Just
what,
one.
What crosses the line for you? Like, in your opinion?
Nothing. Nothing crosses
nothing
the line.
Nothing at all? Like, if Alex Bregman's like, hey, your wife was checking me out?
If he sucks, own up to it.
Would that cross the line? If it was like, well, let me ask a question. If he said, hey, your wife was checking me out the other day, does that cross the line?
No, not quite.
Well, come on!
We're getting there.
That doesn't cross the line? There. All right, I had relations with your wife.
We're
even have to think about that. That clearly crosses the line.
What? I mean, again, like if you're affected by something like that, which is clearly being said to get under your skin, then I mean that's on you.
No, that's way too far. When you bring family and wife into it and everything,
yeah, it's
you're
too
okay
far.
With that.
It's too far. I mean, I wouldn't do it. It's too far. But guess what? If you're affected by it, that's on you.
Right, but we're not worried about the Red Sox. We're just talking about, like, in general, like, how you act as a human being. Like, that's going
probably
too far. Like, that's not a good reflection on the Astros if you went that far.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Okay. But, I mean, showing something that actually happened on June 20th as film study in a joking manner, I think it's funny.
Am I the only person, kind of like what before the Indians series, I feel like if you are overly arrogant and confident and then you lose, and then people are going to be playing this stuff and talking about this stuff, and I'm going to feel like...
That's your fear
like,
of.
That's, I don't like that.
That's tiptoeing your way through life. Football coaches are really guilty of that. A lot of football coaches will pretend that they're telling you not to talk trash because.
But that's how I felt for years with Rex Ryan. I'm like, I would
just because you'd felt like that for years doesn't mean that's.
But I feel
like
it's right. I feel like I went with this. I went through this. Now listen, Rex Ryan and Alex Bregman are not one and the same, obviously, because Bregman is accomplished and Rex is a blowhard.
Yeah.
But I have experienced what it's like to have a blowhard. Again, I'm not saying Bregman's a blowhard. I'm saying I have been through the experience of having a figure on a team I root for be a blowhard, and when you don't deliver, it is not a good feeling.
But Ryan did deliver. Ryan had terrible Mark Sanchez as quarterback, went into Foxborough and stomped the Patriots in that divisional round playoff game against the MVP of the NFL.
Plus, it's only blowback if you hear it, and if you let it affect you.
Well, that's the thing in this Twitter age. You will hear it.
No, you won't.
Yes, you will.
Why? Are you obligated to be on Twitter?
No.
You're not obligated to hear any of this. Tom Coughlin didn't hear almost anything of crap that was said about him in New York because at that point he had learned his lesson from Jacksonville and said, you know what? I'm not going to read it. He had enough people in his organization that if something came up where he was misquoted or something, he could address it. But you don't have to hear all of it. Brian Billick, I love talking to Jamie Sharper about this because Jamie Sharper was on the Super Bowl team with the Ravens back in 2002. And he said Brian Billick would kind of just basically talk those guys into a corner. Brian Billick would say stuff and then he'd come into the locker room and say, oh, you guys got to bail me out on this one. We went and talked a bunch of smack and they would go out and they would do it. And if it doesn't work, then you go down gloriously. But I think that if you don't want guys in your organization, and this is an individual thing, if you don't want them talking trash, then that's more of a decorum and respect type of thing. And the coach or the manager sets that. But in terms of that should be your policy because that's the way you feel about how guys should conduct themselves. If you're doing it because you're afraid that if you lose, then it's going to look bad for you, I don't think that's a good way to go through
life. Yeah, I feel the same way. What's the worst that's going to happen? All right, you lose. Okay, well, you say, we lost. You do it differently, by the way, than Jalen Ramsey, who you'll hear from in Trainwreck Tuesday. He sounded like such a wuss in that little fedora.
He sounded like a beta male.
Yeah.
When you talk all that trash and you're 3-3 and you give up 40 points to Dak Prescott, who I imagine if you were asked about, honestly, you would say sucks as a quarterback since you think everyone in the NFL sucks, Jalen. I mean, I think all you have to do is say, we suck today, and then you move on.
This is where I'd back Jalen Ramsey up on him because, for one, he did at least stand up there and answer the questions. He was upset after a game. But also, Jalen Ramsey is more just genuinely cocky, whereas Taylor Lewan, who after the Titans started 3-1, didn't go up to talk about anything about this is the way we treat opponents or anything. He whined about not getting enough respect from the national media. Really? This is an offensive lineman.
Was he wrong?
Whining about, yes, you shouldn't be concerned about how much attention you're getting from the national media.
Also, they don't deserve respect. They scored 80 points this year in 6 games.
Oh, yeah, they're awful. They're pathetic. Their defense is a mess. I don't know. The Texans might lose to him again. I'm not saying the Texans are world beaters yet, but Taylor Lewan wanting more respect from the national media when they started out 3-1 shows you that his priorities are out of whack. He's doing it. He's doing all that stuff and wearing the white suit because he wants attention from the media. Whereas Alex Bregman, when he's talking smack, is just being Alex Bregman. And for the record,
I actually, in this specific case of Bregman posting a video to his Instagram account, viewing the home runs hit off Uvalde, probably not a huge deal. But I do worry about karma. The Mike Meltzer sports fan worries about karma and what happens in the hopefully not going to happen chance that you lose the series.
Maybe you could hear me rolling my eyes.
It was an audible
creaking.
Yeah.
But I don't think this thing is specifically a big deal. I will note that.
I think the
Aaron Judge walking by the Red Sox clubhouse blaring New York, New York at Fenway a week and a half ago, I think that was worse.
You think it was worse?
Yes.
The more I go...
You got to split.
As I get older, this is a good sign for me, because as I get older, I get less curmudgeonly about stuff like this. And I wonder, what was the big deal? Why did I used to care about stuff like this necessarily?
Karma.
Because if you lose, Mike, this is what I don't understand. If you lose the game or the series, and, oh no, people are going to make fun of me, does that change the fact that you still lost? The bad thing, the relevant thing here is that you lost the series.
Makes me feel
not
worse.
Not how people that you don't care about respond to it. If you're going to go through life worrying that not everybody's going to approve of all your actions, then if you lose, then I feel you're not going to take the appropriate chances.